All right, moving on, we have, we're gonna, I believe we're gonna go to the advisory opinion that we have on here. I'm sorry, my, I'm a little discombobulated. And we have a requester. I'm sorry that my screen is out, so I'm a little. And we have the requester and counsel. One moment. Okay. So we have up here is the draft advisory opinion 2023-03. In response to the advisory opinion request from the Colorado Republican State Central Committee and its chairman, David Williams. On their behalf, we have Christopher Murray. On behalf of the Commission's Office of General Counsel, Lindsay Bird will be presenting. Ms. Bird, welcome. And the floor is yours when you're ready.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And good afternoon, commissioners. Agenda document 2309A is a draft response to an advisory opinion request from the Colorado Republican State Central Committee and its chair, David Williams. The Colorado Republican State Central Committee, which is a state party committee, asks whether funds received and spent by its legal fund established to challenge a state law that created a semi-open primary system would be contributions and expenditures under the act, and whether disbursements from the fund would be federal election activity or activity conducted in connection with the federal election. The draft concludes that the funds received and spent solely to litigate the constitutionality of the state law would not be contributions and expenditures under the act because they would not be received and spent for the purpose of influencing any election for federal office. The draft further concludes that the proposed legal fund would not be engaged in federal election activity or otherwise engaged in activity in connection with the federal election. The commission received no comments on the request and one comment on the draft from the Campaign Legal Center. Thank you, and we are available to answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you, counsel. Colleagues, any discussion of the motion? Commissioner Broussard.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We did receive a comment, but prior to the comment, I sent around a draft that removed footnote 22, which is exactly what is in the comment that we've received. And we didn't have any discussion or anything in regards to that at the appropriate time. I will be making a motion, which I think my office sent to everyone to let you know, that I'd be making a motion to remove the language in footnote 22 after the id. But I think the comment kind of sums up my concerns with this. It becomes hypothetical when we're not exactly opining to the requester on what exactly what facts are we considering. It's conditional. You know, we're giving them an option to say, if you don't like A, pick B. And that's not what the purpose of an AO is. It's nice that someone agreed with me outside, but I was right already. So thank you for that. And then at the appropriate time, I'll make a motion. But I would be interested if colleagues want to engage on this. Do you see it different? This is how I read the regulation.
Thank Madam you. Chair. I would, and I appreciate the invitation. I see this as part of the request. You know, the requester explicitly noted these protections. They built it into the process. It was an intentional decision. So within the four corners of the questions that's being asked to us, I find it odd that we wouldn't recognize that it's part of the question being asked to us and just be silent on a material aspect of the AO itself, of the request itself. I also don't see it as contingent really, because what we're saying is we acknowledge that you sent this to us, but it wasn't material to our determinations. I'd rather the clarity of explaining exactly what we did and did not rely on, rather than have a situation down the road and look, old litigator talking, right? Where you pull the record and you've got the request and we're silent on this part of the request. We have no idea what the commission was thinking at the time. There's no ambiguity in the scope of the advisory opinion. And I think the short footnote with respect to my friends on the outside who commented actually strengthens the conclusion and makes the connection between the request and the AO much less ambiguous than it otherwise would be. At least that's how I've been thinking of it.
I mean, Madam Chair. So would not the option have been to reach out to the requester to clarify the questions with them then so that we could see if we are directly answering what they're seeking? It seems to me in that instance, maybe the change should have happened at the point that we got this in.
Madam Chair, I think that's a perfectly reasonable path to have taken. I guess I think of it as, you know, if you were to have an as-applied challenge in court, right? And you come and you say, I think this course of conduct is constitutionally protected and efforts to prohibit it are wrong. Well, yeah, in your complaint, you can list out all the little jot, dot, and tittle of like what's going on in terms of, I think I actually got that one wrong. Sorry, I'm a little sleep deprived. You know, all the little things that, you know, may make out your claim, but what you're really saying is the facts in this course of conduct, I think, are legally protected. And I think that's pretty much what happens in an advisory opinion, from my view, which is that you follow the request, you say what the facts are of the situation, and then we opine on whether those facts are or not, you know, a violation of the act. And so I take the point that you may or may not have facts in the record that are material, but I don't see the harm in recognizing which ones were or were not material or charter decision. And I'm not sure we need to force counsel to clarify what they think the material facts are, because presumably in sending the request, they thought all of this as a package was the universe that they needed the advice on.
Madam Chair, I think we have the requester with us. So I'd like, if you would, I'd just like to hear from you with regard to this proposed answer to the AO and anything that you think we may have missed and didn't address, or things that are overly addressed that cause problems.
Thank you, Commissioner Traynor, and Chris Murray with Brownstein Hyatt Farber Shrek on behalf of the Colorado Republican Committee, the requester here. I appreciate the chance to be with you, and I'd also be remiss if I didn't say, as somebody who represents entities who are occasionally subject to audit, very pleased to see the new audit regulations adopted today. I'll just say, I don't think it'll be any surprise to you, Commissioner Traynor, or to any of your colleagues, that we like the draft AO. When it comes to footnote 22, just to address that directly, from our point of view, we could take it or leave it. We will have an independent board governing this. And the reason for that will simply be to insulate the leadership of the state party from having to make day-to-day decisions on this. It's something that we want, whether it's necessary to the conclusion in the AO or not, right? So I happen to agree with what footnote 22 says after the id. I think the Campaign Legal Center has it wrong in their comment. But if it comes out, that doesn't create problems for us at all. As to the rest of the opinion, no, we think we have exactly what we need in order to be able to go forward. And we think, as the AO lays out, it is consistent with past AOs in kind of similar circumstances.
Yes. So counsel is telling me that you think I'm wrong too, right? Just don't worry, you don't have to answer. Just joking. For me, I take great comfort in the fact that they said that they are having this independent board, which also goes into my decision-making and deciding to support this advisory opinion. So I'm quite happy to know that regardless of how we vote on this, you will still have it. So thank you very much for that, even though you told me that I'm wrong and it's okay. But I will be making that motion at the appropriate time, Madam Chair.
Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, I think you're right, Commissioner Broussard. I have always thought that you were right. And if you had not circulated a proposal to delete footnote 22, I would have done it. Beat me to the punch. In addition to thinking that you're right on the law, I also, by longstanding practice, I think we should take the request that we get. Somebody says, I'm going to set up my operation with this, this, and this kind of provisions to it. That's what we opine on. And if somebody else wants to come in and ask a different question, it's like, well, I want to do two out of three of those things. So that's still okay. Well, that's a different request. This isn't a rulemaking. It's an advisory opinion. It's based on a specific transaction. You told us he's going to have an independent governing board. And that may be important to some people and not important to others, but that's, you know, I'm perfectly happy to approve the transaction that was in fact proposed. I'm prepared to support the Commission's request.
All right. Any further discussion? Otherwise, motions. Okay. Sure. All right. Thank you, Madam Chair. In advisory opinion 2023-03, Colorado Republican State Central Committee, and move approval of agenda document number 2309A, subject to revising footnote 22 by deleting the sentence to follow. Any discussion of the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Two for two today. Thank you so much.
I just wanted colleagues to know. I hope you know I was kidding. I definitely didn't take any offense by stuff. So, thank you very much, sir.